Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
And welcome to Comcast here on Kinky and the Geek. I am your host, Big McLarge Huge, as I'm joined always with Bob Johnson.
What?
I don't know. It was something that just kind of came to me.
Okay.
No. Don't check your feed. This is actually Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah. Hi again?
Life. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Ooh, life.
Don't bother the barking or kind of the random wind or stuff. We're actually sitting outside of the actual building of the Kingdom of the Geek.
It's a nice day.
Yeah.
It's sunny, pleasant, a little bit of wind.
It's not quite fall yet, but it's very fallish.
Yes.
I mean, fall doesn't actually hit until the 21st.
Yeah, but we're getting a little early fall weather, so.
Yeah, at least for the next couple of days. Then it goes back into the 80s.
The 80s are still better than what we had earlier.
True. But you have to admit, it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been during Dragon Con.
Oh, no, Dragon Con was pleasant.
Yes. And yes, this is actually one of the reasons why we're making sure we're actually doing something, is because we've actually gained some, well, I know we've gained at least a couple of likes on our Facebook, and all the postcards we posted out at Dragon Con, which was a small stack, what we had left from...
Well, I just happened to have in my con bag.
Right, we put them out and they were all gone.
So, hello to any new listeners we may have picked up from Dragon Con. How y'all doing? Hope the con crud didn't get you.
And that's the thing, this year con crud did not get me.
Nope, no con crud.
Con crud or con drop. I've actually been very lucky.
I had a little con drop, but it's... I got too busy at work to really give into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, so it's our annual post, a week later post Dragon Con thing. We didn't do a
way
homer again. Yeah,
we once again had an extra passenger in the car.
Yeah, we tend to do that. Although the people we put in the car, I don't think would really care.
Yeah,
I think
true.
It's more us. It's performing in front of an audience.
Maybe. Yeah.
Although, it's not like I don't feel bad about performing in front of an audience. From the amount of time I end up on stage sometimes.
Oh, the kilt blowing this year.
Oh, I'm not just talking about the kilt blowing. You realize I've ended up on stage 3 times this year.
Oh, that's right, at the Fun Fest as well.
The Fun Fest. It was something they wanted me to do at the Fun Fest last year, but unfortunately I was on a panel last year. They have these huge dice at the Fun Fest that you could roll to determine stuff. And they wanted me to bring out the large die.
But last year you were on, I think it was
that was the IT crowd. Yeah, the IT crowd panel.
And so you weren't actually there to do it. This year, however.
Yes. Dressed as Rowdy Roddy Piper. Well, my tribute, as I kept telling.
Yeah.
Actually, after a while, I just accepted the fist bumps and high fives after a while. But people just said, Roddy!
Yeah.
My thing wasn't really Roddy, because I don't look like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No, but it was a beautiful tribute.
It was a tribute, as I kept saying to them. Think of the Tenacious D song. This is not the greatest song in the world. This is just a tribute.
And he deserved that tribute.
Mm-hmm. So I got to bring that out. Had my belt stolen, because I was running around with my world championship / threesome
ball. Stolen. You knew who had it, and she gave it back.
Yeah, she almost didn't give it back. I have a feeling that if we didn't say anything, she would have worn it the rest of the con. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she would have given it back to us eventually.
Yeah, it would have been on purpose.
Yeah, so we did that. And then there was the kilt blowing.
Yup.
Which, again, the women's was in the frenzies.
And you were very popular this year.
I guess.
You were.
I'll take your word for it.
There were people talking about you.
Okay. Well,
I was in there. Okay. I did state my claim at one point in there.
Oh, that was the funny part was, as I'm done with my portion, and I've shaken Jenny's hand, and I've raised the belt one more time, and I'm getting ready to leave the stage. And our friend Annie from the crowd screams, I love you, Bill!
Which I replied to, I love you more!
See? Don't be a one-upper.
Why not? I believe that would be also staking my claim.
Yeah, at least you didn't pee on me this time.
I've never peed on you. There was no peeing involved. I know you've told this story before. I've told this story before. There was no actual peeing involved.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying, but...
Was there a wet spot on your kilt?
Maybe.
I know the look does not transmit through the audio very well. He is getting the look right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. But overall, it was a good con.
Very good con.
We got to see all the panels we wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
Only got one autograph this year, but it was a very important autograph.
Yep.
There was basically someone who has probably shaped every childhood out there since 1969 as a member of the Sesame Street troupe, and that was Carol Spinney. Who was the man in this outfit for Big Bird. But still does the voice of Big Bird. And is the puppeteer for Oscar the Grouch. So.
Very important guy. He told some really great stories. Oh. Especially how he was hired personally by Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, yeah. I love how he basically was doing a puppet show at one point that wasn't being received very well, and when Jim Henson met him, he goes, I like what you're trying to do.
Let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk. That's basically how their interview started. Yeah, oh, I forgot the third time I was on stage this weekend. That weekend. That was for the karaoke dance party.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Lee, who runs X-Track, decided to do a charity party, because there are several charity parties throughout the con. I think it pretty much got started by Stargate. Stargate track is pretty much the end-all, be-all when it comes to the charity. They're the people that you have to catch up to.
Yeah.
If you're doing charity.
That's okay. It's nice to have goals.
Right. But she decided to do a karaoke thing, and if you wanted to sing, you would...
Make a small contribution.
And then there was also the list of songs to embarrass Lee. Yep. And this was a list that her minions and husband came up with to make Lee sing as we gained money for the charity.
Wait, her husband's not her minion?
No, he's her husband. And he's not on her staff, so no, she's not her minion.
Okay.
I mean, even her kidlet's not really her minion, because it's...
He's on staff, yeah.
He's not on X-Track.
We keep saying staff, and we really need to stop doing that.
He's a volunteer, but he's a volunteer for information. He's not at the table
in the X-Track room.
Well, that's where he sits usually when he's there.
Okay.
And her nephew is one of her minions.
Ah, okay. Now that we got that cleared up... Mm-hmm. Since my joke didn't go over.
Right. No, it did. There he goes.
No, it didn't. You killed it.
Yeah, I killed it. I wanted it dead. It said nasty things to me, and it must die.
Okay.
It should go be all sad now. And we're not real sure, but the puppy is barking from underneath the deck.
Which she does.
Yeah. But no, I got up and sang Sweet Transvestite in front of the, yes, in one of the bigger one of the medium-sized ballrooms, I should say.
Yeah.
And fairly well-received. I did okay.
I think it was well-received. For the first time in a long time, I wasn't the only one screaming, say it!
I'm being modest.
You're being you.
Yeah, I'm being a butthole. That's what I'm being. It's been a really good. We got We got to introduce some friends to the Need Coffee folks.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had, we had our friend Tanya, who was her first con, back at con for many years.
Mm-hmm. And she came to the Fun Fest with us for a little bit.
Yeah, for the final. Actually, she was there for the Fun Fest, and she was there for the final Make the Bad Men Stop.
Yes, came to that too.
So was Kinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
It was her first time. Well, she'd been con before, but she was purposely going out and trying newer things.
Yeah.
Going to panel. And I realized there are several things I haven't done at con, even though I've been going on and off forever.
Oh.
Well, the one is I've never been... Well, I killed one this time, but I've never been actually into the Pulse Loft.
Yeah, and we... that was for both of us. We went up
never
there.
Been... There's a bar in the area above the lobby that's kind of open. It's called the Pulse. And they've got a loft. It's got a little area that...
little raised area.
Yeah, a little raised area that kind of looks over everything. It's usually one of the best advantages to kind of just watch people in the atrium if you mm-hmm. want to. The only bad thing is our friend Attila...
Yeah.
...decided to make a Facebook meetup, group meetup up there.
In the past years, it would have been great because they used to have seating up there.
Well, at least it was more of a quiet area. At least we think it was. I mean, they may have been like that all the time. This is the first time we've been up there.
Well, I'm just going by what she had said.
But this year, they've taken all the seating out and put up speakers and made it a little dance gather area almost. And it made it very hard to even... communicate. I mean, it was us standing. We met a few people, we shook hands, and then we stood around and stared at each other because you can't really have a conversation.
Yeah, it's just too loud for it.
But we've decided, you know, that was one of the things we said to her, and she's like, yeah, next time they do it, it's going to be...
I think maybe the Sheridan pool area.
Pool area,
One of the pool areas is usually better for that, except at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
But that's because that's the main smoking
area. But even that would be a better gathering area.
Would have been a little better gathering area.
Yeah. I mean, they're just some better areas to kind of gather. Because that's the one thing I kind of dislike, although the Sheridan doesn't do it and the Hilton doesn't do it. The Westin doesn't seem to do it either. It seems to be only the Hyatt and the Marriott. It seems to take away all their seating.
Yeah.
The Hyatt used to be really good because you would go into some of the lower areas and there would be random couches and stuff
mm-hmm.
that was great if you were looking for a quiet place to just kind of hang out with friends and talk and do stuff like that, but they started taking it all away. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the interesting things when you go in on a Wednesday.
Is seeing all the seating that's going to be gone by the next day.
Some of it you can see why, because there's some seating that would be interrupt the flow of the traffic.
Yeah, I get that, and I kind of get why they take all the furniture out of the Pulse Bar. I mean,
kinda.
I mean, not really, because
Yeah. Right. There's so many people in that area to begin with that even if the tables weren't there, it's a hard way to get through.
Right.
Anyway, you're going to have to kind of go around, but I don't know. That's the hotel's decision. That's it. Sheridan, we stayed at the Sheridan again. Absolutely love the Sheridan Atlanta.
Staying there again next year.
I think there were really only two things that were kind of down for me for the con. One, it was the construction at the Sheridan. But they're basically adding some rooms. It looks like they're taking some of their bigger suites.
And breaking them up
to kind of accommodate. Because it is one of those things where they kind of... Atlanta's been getting a lot more visitors. Especially with the way the filming industry has gotten.
Right.
Plus, we've got the football. We're getting a brand new stadium. The old dome's actually going to become the soccer stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really build on top of what they have, so they're taking some and adding some rooms. Then The other thing is that I was kind of disappointed that they do every year, or they have done the last couple of years. They had one year where the main Dragon Con t-shirt was this really cool pop art t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then after that year, I guess it was so popular, they started making parade t-shirts using the same artwork.
Yep.
And I've gotten one from each year for the last 4 years?
3-4 years, yeah.
Well, they didn't do one this year. They did a costuming t-shirt, which had a bunch of dragons in different costumes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't want that. So, I think that was was there anything that really kind of, did you have any, you know?
No, I had a really good con. I got to see everybody I wanted to see. You know, made it to the panels I wanted to. Well, okay, I say see everybody. I'm talking celebrity-wise. There was someone I wanted to run into, friends, Tumblr friends-wise, and never met up with her. Although, one of our friends did and got some great pictures.
Right. Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's the nature of the con. It's they actually set the record. They set an attendance record. It was 70,000 people, they mm-hmm. said. The fact that you could randomly run into people that you know to begin with,
yeah,
is going to be a crapshoot, which we have. And it's funny how many of those were just the slap hands variety, which is basically what I was calling as you walk by people, the best you could do is a high five
and
a move along.
Yeah, but still, it was nice.
Yeah, and we got to hang out. Got to meet some new people.
Mm-hmm.
Ended our Wednesday night playing Cards Against Humanity in one of the
tech ops
rooms.
Yeah.
Actually went to our first FetLife meetup and hung out.
Yeah.
Drank large amounts of Mai Tais.
Yeah.
Actually found a flask that was bigger than mine.
2 gallons.
Yeah, I carry around a half-gallon flask and a leather strap during cons, usually. And this one was, the girl was wearing it as a backpack.
Mm.
They've never fully filled it up, from what they've said. One, because I can imagine it can get heavy, because that the half-gallon flask, when it's full, is
heavy.
But they were also putting Everclear in that one.
Yeah, and that's a lot of Everclear.
A lot of walking. But I will give a tip to everybody who goes to Dragon Con. To anybody who's never been to Dragon Con and is thinking about going to Dragon Con. And if you go for the 4 days, the one day you have to watch out for, and the reason I'm saying this is because we have a friend who has came for the first time in a very long time, and that's our friend Mistress from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got overwhelmed by Saturday. Now, Saturdays is parade day. Now, that brings in, I think they said they could get as many as 100,000 people in the Dragon Con area, which is basically, say, about 5-7 square blocks of Atlanta.
Like that, yeah.
Basically 5 hotels and about a 7 square block. Well, that's a lot of people in that area. And a lot of them will actually go and get a day badge so they can walk around. So, my advice is basically, A, be prepared for it.
Yeah, be prepared. Saturdays.
Give yourself a little extra time if you're trying to get somewhere. And B, outside is your friend. Now, normally I would not say this, because the day ball does try to kill us.
But
as long as you can do it. Now, I can understand there are people out there who can't deal with it, can't walk up hills, but if you can, outside is your friend. Because just to give you an idea, we were trying to go from the Hilton
to
the Marriott, which is literally across the street from each other, and it is connected by a habit trail, or a sky bridge. We call them habit trails. And it shouldn't take more than 5-10 minutes at the most to for to actually get to where we were going to get to where, you know, from where we were to where we were going.
Yeah.
But the mass of humanity that was between us and that basically would makes the going through the habit trail basically stop and go traffic.
Yeah.
You will actually get stopped in the habit trail like, you know, you're on the freeway. Yeah. And there, you know. So we basically whipped ourselves down the stairs and across the street. And back up was able to get into the handicap services area for our panel.
Yep. And there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with going in on the very bottom level of the Marriott and up the escalators there. I mean, assuming you can take an escalator.
Yeah. There's an elevator there too. Because I want to say that's the elevator that goes into their parking structure too. And I want to say that elevator can take you all the way up to the atrium if you need it.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, actually it does.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's always best to, I mean,
especially if it's not too hot. Yeah. Outside can still be your friend. I know Dayball, and people are always like, oh, Dayball, but it's not.
I mean, even if it's hot, honestly, it's better if you want to
keep moving.
Yeah, you keep moving, and if you're trying to get to your destination, that's the best way. And that's one of the, I think that's the biggest tip, is you're not going to get it your first year, but maybe have a buddy that has been there before and knows how to get around certain ways.
And on Saturday mornings, know what the parade route is going to be. And if you're not going to go see the parade and you need to be somewhere, plan around it.
Plan
around it. There was one year we decided we weren't going to stand around and watch the parade. We were going to go to the dealer's room and from our hotel.
Which that year we were staying behind the Westin. We were in an overflow hotel. We didn't think about the idea of, oh shit, we have to cross the street to get to where we're going. Now, there is a way of doing it.
But and to get to it,
you needed a machete and a machine gun.
I mean, you know, I walk around with a cane at Dragon Con. We're going through this crowd. I'm on my cane. My feet are already busted for the weekend by that point. I got a lady with a stroller behind me banging into the backs of my legs trying to make me go faster.
And plus, we're dressed as Jedis, plus and people are stepping on my cloak the entire time.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
The parade. The parade's a wonderful thing. You just have to plan around it.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
So, overall, I would say this has been one of the funner years. Got to hang out with our friend Gimpy, who's moved to Nashville, and he stayed with us. Got to spend time with our friend Chris, who was kind of funny with the. We had a queen size room, so we had one queen bed, and we blew up our queen size mattress. And that's what Gimpy and Kink were sleeping on.
Yeah.
And we're all in bed trying to sleep, and I just reach over and I slap Alicia on the butt. And all of a sudden, you hear in the darkness Kink go, "What?" Like someone said something. Because she heard butt slapping.
Yeah. Well, and then the next night I ended up getting spanked with the flask.
No, that actually happened after the what from the dark actually came the night after you got spanked by the flask. Yeah. Because that was the night one of the nights that Attila stayed with us.
Yeah, Attila stayed with us, that's right.
So, I think that's all we really have to say about that. Now, we told you on the last cast we were starting our diet and exercising again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while since we've gone through it. But we're happy to say
we've reached some gold.
Oh, we have reached some gold and then some. I had set a goal to be down 30 pounds by Dragon Con. I actually went to Dragon Con 34 point something. Down, almost 35 pounds down by Dragon Con. I personally have lost two pant sizes, plus the 30 pounds, plus the pant sizes, and I can feel muscle building.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically, my muscles are being protected by a layer of fat right now, but they're there. I mean, if you if I flex, you poke me.
You'll feel it.
You'll feel it. I am solid. A lot of people have noticing, have actually noticed physical changing. Plus, that was the one thing I noticed at con. I wasn't getting exhausted. I was going upstairs and feeling fine.
Mm-hmm.
I did eight flights, going down eight flights of stairs. And
the hill didn't bother me half as much as it did the year before.
Yeah. So.
The hill going up from the Sheridan to the Westin. I actually did it, and it was only a little bit out of breath.
Yes.
But then again, that's a pretty steep hill.
That's at least,
you should be a little out of breath.
That's at least three blocks of hills.
Yeah.
But then again, there was a Felicia Day at the end of that hill, so I could see you.
That's true. There was a Felicia
But normally Day one hill. Of us would have had to have stopped to catch our breath going mm-hmm. up that hill the year before. So, but yeah, I was actually running around. The Roddy Piper shirt I have is the white one with Hot Rod on it. And I felt good running around in a white shirt. And I don't normally run around feeling good wearing a white shirt without at least a vest or something on. Because white pretty much is not a flattering color when you're 3+.
Well, for me, the last time I checked, I don't think I've lost anything scale-wise. The scale's not really showing anything. But I've dropped about 2 dress sizes.
Yeah.
I got to wear my Envy costume at Dragon Con this year. I think I looked better in my Envy costume this year than the first time I wore it several years ago.
Do you still have a picture of the first time you wore it somewhere?
Somewhere I do, yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to put up a comparison of the picture of the two pictures.
I probably should do that. And just, I felt awesome. I didn't feel the least bit subconscious while I was in that costume, because it's kind of a revealing costume. There's a lot of skin to that.
And a lot of skin for compared to what you normally wear, it might as well be a bikini.
Yeah. And I felt awesome.
I ran around. I was expecting a con bloat. Happens every year. When we did it back in 2013. It took me about a week to get rid of, I think I gained 8 pounds. It took me a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
It was from that Monday we got home all the way to that next Monday before I could actually drop most of what I gained. This year I gained 7 pounds. And not only is that gone, I dropped an extra pound.
Yeah, so.
The DDP yoga and the 4-hour body together. Basically, it's a slow carb diet. And I know there are probably a lot of people who probably listen as like, fad diets, you should just eat clean, you should just eat healthy. When you are as obese as I had, I mean, like I said, when I restarted this diet, my scale said low.
Yeah.
Which basically meant I maxed out a 400-pound scale. You kind of have to go to the extreme to get rid of what you've gained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once we get done, A, we'll still be doing the exercise. I do not see stopping the exercising at all, once we hit goal.
Yoga. Because not only is it helping with the weight loss, I just feel physically better with
it. I mean, it's helping with your hips, it's helping with your knees. I mean, you still need the cane for if you're going to do a Dragon Con, a Frolic Con, going to the Ren Fair where there's going to be a lot of walking to begin with. But, maybe that may get to a point where you don't need it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Knowing what's, it's arthritis.
It's arthritis, still, yeah.
It may get to that point.
But you can at least hold it back.
Yeah. I may just continue to keep my cane or my walking stick with me, even if I don't really need it, because I'd rather have it just in case.
It's like a condom. You'd rather have it and don't need it than need it and don't have it.
Right. So, it's been better. I mean, I have my bad days. I had a really bad hip flare-up not long ago.
Right.
Where I basically had to fall to the floor because I could not stay on my feet anymore. But that doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
And that may have been weather-related, too.
Yeah, true. It's been... been weird weather the last couple. It's been rainy and nasty, and now it's 75 and blue sky.
Yeah. I call that a clean blue, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, honestly, if you can, and I know, I would say go to a place that's actually doing the discount, like a Chris Jericho podcast, it's not on Adam Carolla, but I know there are a few other.
Steve Austin does it.
You can get a nice set, which is basically all the DVDs, the booklet, the poster, he sent you all the MP3s that you can do, which I loaded onto the phone. But we didn't use it because basically we didn't have time. We really didn't have square footage.
Yeah.
Due to basically having
a smaller
room and having the air mattress put up. We didn't have to put the air mattress up. We probably could have done it, but then again, we really didn't have the time.
Right.
But you get all the MP3s of all the workouts. You get an MP3 of his book, I think it is, and I just haven't listened to it. I just haven't done anything with it. But it's like $79.99, $80 plus shipping and handling, and that's normally $100 if you don't go through with the code. And no, it's not sponsored. We're fans. And the one thing we're trying, there's the running joke out there that when a vegan does CrossFit, what do they talk about first?
First, yeah.
And unfortunately, we're finding ourselves that we're talking a lot about DDP yoga, so we're almost becoming one of those CrossFit people.
Yeah.
But we're trying to stop it.
Yeah.
But it works,
yeah.
And we know a lot of people who are in situations where they have bad knees, don't really have time to work out. You don't want to lose that weight, and it's a good program. And you can go on YouTube and find the DDP stuff and seeing what it's doing for people. I mean, the Arthur video alone has been going, but there was a couple that started doing it because it was Christmas time. He's on the floor with his kids opening presents, and it took him 30 minutes to get off the floor. And when he did, he was out of breath, stepped on the scale, and he was almost 400 pounds. And sometimes you kind of need that kick in the ass, you know,
mm-hmm.
to do it. So, from there, I think we're going to just leave you there.
Yeah.
If you like us, if you love us, if you want to tell us to shut the fuck up about DDP yoga, you can find us all over the internet. We're kinkingthegeek.wordpress.com. We're kinkingthegeek on Facebook, on Twitter. We're on Reddit. Instagram, LinkedIn, I think Friendster, MySpace,
actually we do still
GeoCities.
We do actually still have a MySpace page. it's still there.
The dog hates that we have a MySpace page.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.